With the state legislature meeting again, one of the many topics lawmakers will be discussing is redistricting. WFIU's Mitch Legan has more on what that means for Hoosier voters and last-minute attempts at reforms.
The General Assembly is back in session, which means Julia Vaughn is back at the State House.
Usually at least 2-3 times a week. The General Assembly typically works Monday through Thursday, so it's, you know, definitely a full-time job.
Vaughn has spent more than 2 decades pushing redistricting reform for the nonprofit Common Cause Indiana. Most of the time, she's in the basement talking policy. Now, she's on the top floor, which will soon be buzzing with activity.
Just the public recognition of the importance of redistricting and how much it impacts elections, that has changed dramatically over the last 10 years.
Republicans were in control when the state completed redistricting back in 2011. By 2012, they secured a supermajority in both the House and Senate and haven't looked back since. Just ask Andy Downs, director of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics.
We see that in the fact that they not only have been able to get to the supermajority, but keep it and even expand it to some degree.
Advocates like Vaughn say when Republicans run statewide, support often hovers in the mid-50s. But partisan redistricting, or gerrymandering, allows them to keep the legislature around 70% Republican and avoid any real Democratic priorities.
Indiana's probably one of the, has fewest restrictions, either culturally or legally, on what can be done when they're drawing the lines.
That's IU political science professor Gerald Wright. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 14 states give redistricting commissions primary control over drawing lines. In Indiana, the state legislature's in charge.
Given the chance to draw lines, the majority party, when they're in power, like they clearly are in Indiana, will draw the lines to their advantage.
Vaughn isn't the only one who feels partisan gerrymandering allows legislators to pick their constituents, not the other way around. So Common Cause and other voter advocacy groups are creating a multi-partisan citizens redistricting commission. It won't have any real power, but allows the public to give input and make third-party maps to compare with the legislature's.
So our idea is to make a public process for redistricting so that the districts are drawn with the public interest driving instead of partisan political interests.
Republican leadership has been hesitant to embrace the strategy, saying that a truly nonpartisan commission is next to impossible, and they're even less keen on a fully independent redistricting commission. Here's President Pro Tempore of the Senate, Rod Bray.
We're going to make sure that we have lots of public hearings and lots of public input about communities of interest that are across the state so that we are careful about where we draw our lines and not divide those communities of interest.
It's understandable that a politician doesn't want to say, well, I'm just going to give that power up and then hope it comes out okay for me. No, I'm going to stick here with my buddies. We'll draw the lines to make sure it comes out the right way.
But the Supreme Court ruled in 2019 that partisan redistricting is an issue beyond the reach of the courts. When it boils down to it, it's politics, and the states themselves would have to enact restrictions.
If it was a Democrat in charge, there might be some different maps gerrymandered for Democrats. But that doesn't make it right to do it. Just because I do something doesn't mean you should do something, especially when it's bad.
Senate Minority Leader Greg Taylor plans to try once again to get a reform bill passed before redistricting occurs at the end of the session, especially since the process will likely be rushed. Census information won't be available until the end of March, just a month before the session ends.
It does not include a commission. It's too late to put that together. And now we're operating from the standpoint of we have to have at least some standards put in place for redistricting.
Restrictions would include things like keeping districts compact and not dividing cities and counties between districts. But Bray doesn't expect them to pass.
There are reasons, if we don't do our job well, that the court could throw some of those things out. So those requirements are already in place through case law, and we're certainly going to adhere to them.
If reforms aren't possible, advocates hope the Citizens Commission will provide Hoosiers with a look at how a redistricting commission could work before the legislature takes another crack in about the year 2031. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.